Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And the experiences and advice can change your story too. Hello, beautiful people. I'm your host, Hina Siddiqui. I'm the author of 5 books, all available on Amazon, and a life coach helping corporate people live their best careers. I'm super excited and grateful to have you here. This is the first episode, and honestly, I'm a bit nervous. I'm nervous because with this podcast, I intend to change the way you do your job in this corporate world, and also how you find a job that feeds your soul, that fulfills you by all means, that not only makes you a lot of money, but also grows you every single day. And I know this is a big responsibility, but you know what? I left my corporate job years ago to fulfill this responsibility, to make a powerful difference in the lives of the corporate people. And you know why? Because I struggled big time in my corporate jobs. Before I published my first book, Road to Riches of Life, sometimes because of external factors, but most times because of my own mental limitations, wrong decisions, and ugly beliefs and behaviors. And I really don't want you to suffer in your jobs. So here I am with this podcast called The Corporate Life, where each week I'm going to share with you my experiences with the corporate jobs, so that you learn from my mistakes, good and bad decisions, and get inspired along the way. You will also meet some interesting guests from the corporate world who will share their experiences and good and bad practices to help you rock in your career and job. Not someday in the distant future, but on a daily basis, starting from right now. My guest on this show will also include national and international self-improvement experts who have a lot to guide you. Then last but not the least, this podcast is for you. And I would love to invite you on this show if you have some interesting insights about this magical, loved and hated at the same time corporate world to share with us. Isn't that exciting? I'm already super excited to start this fun journey. Now let's get into today's topic. So today I'm going to talk about why it is so important to join a job and company that resonates with your true personality. Yes, I just said true personality, and not the one that we show to others. Let me tell you my own little backstory to clarify my point. When I started my career in IT about 20 years ago, I was a computer programmer specializing in Visual Basic. I changed so many jobs, and every time I looked for a new job, I went online and applied for every single position on the major job search websites that mentioned Visual Basic in the job description. Much later, I discovered that it was a horrible way to carry out a job hunt. Now, as I coach people with their lives and careers, I see that most people still make the same mistake. They just keep applying to any and every open job position in their industry without getting clear on important things, as they look for just any job, that's exactly what they get. Just any random job. And the problem with this random job search is that the random job that you get as a result is highly unlikely to match your personality, interests, and preferences. And once your initial level of excitement of getting a job gets over, you lose interest in your job and start feeling stressed and trapped. So does a perfect job really exist? Not really, but yes, a perfect for you job truly exists. It's just a matter of you finding it. So how to figure out what job role and which job description is a good fit for you? Before I give you a few tips on this, let me tell you that you don't need to be insecure or desperate. As you want a great job, the companies need a great employee who could contribute to run their line of business smoothly, efficiently, and profitably. In order to be a great employee, you are expected to add value. And how do you add value? You automatically add value when you enjoy your job. When you are happy doing your job, then you are automatically 13% more productive than when you are not, as per a research. And my mission with this podcast and all my work is to help you become a happy, valuable, productive, and appreciated employee. And to be happy at your job, you need a right for your job. Now, what does the right job even mean? Let me give you a few examples. If you are an introvert and your job requires you to work with a large team in a client-facing role all day long, is it the right one for you? On the contrary, if you are an extrovert, you get more energy by interacting with new and different people. Are you likely to feel joy in a job that makes you sit on your desk all day alone in a quiet environment? Or if you are a fast-paced personality and enjoy taking risks and want to get fast promotions and growth, then maybe a startup will be a good fit for you. Or if you are a bit slow-paced like me, you would like to work where there are no tight deadlines and you can do your job in a much relaxed way. I once joined a company. There was a fun culture in that company. People used to party a lot for every single nonsense occasion. At least I thought so back then. And I have been an introvert personality. I used to get uncomfortable with lots of noise and so many people around. Clearly, I could not fit in. So was it the right one for me? Of course not. So why am I telling you all this? To make you aware about the importance of choosing a job and a company that suits your personality. When you work in a right for you environment, you tend to thrive, you tend to grow, and as a clear result, progress really well. But what if you are in a wrong for you place? Being in a wrong place drains the positive energy out of you and leaves you in a stuck, trapped, and powerless position. Most people work only because there is just one aspect of their job that they feel and believe they can't live without. And that's the paycheck that they get at the beginning of each month or perhaps every week. They definitely want to do something meaningful, but a few major things keep them stuck where they currently are. The first is the security that they feel inside their belly that they are in a job that pays them to help them pay their bills. And secondly, the fear of not finding anything meaningful if they lose it. And also fear of people, what others would say if they could not make it. And honestly, I have been there. I remember hopping job after job, career after career, until I found what I'm doing today. And you know what? The funny thing is this. We all know that most of the people we know are a part of the same rut. They feel this scary feeling every single day before they leave home for work. However, they see it as normal. When someone tries to follow their heart, they are the ones who would convince them to stay trapped for practical reasons or criticize and label them unstable or not normal. All this time, when I was trying to figure out what it is that I want to do, people around me were so convinced that I was good for nothing. I can't do anything seriously. I can't stay in a job for long enough. And for them, I was simply wasting my time. And this is the reason most people never get to rise up to significant positions in their jobs. And even though some of them manage to do so, they don't ever find happiness and satisfaction in their job roles. You ask people and they would so confidently say trying to find joy in work is idealism or a false optimism. And let me be very honest, it's not true, especially in the modern times. I started my career as an IT professional, not because I wanted to, but because everyone around me thought that IT was booming and everyone was rushing through in that direction. So it wasn't me who chose my career. It was the other people in the background who were preparing the career plot for me where I had to fit in. And I gave in. Not because anybody forced me to do that, but because I was not strong enough to make my own choices. After changing 5 jobs in 2 years, I realized it was a fantastic field, but not for me. I was more interested in people, their lives, their psychology, and how we can get more living out of life. So you can easily see that what I was doing and what I was meant to do according to my personality type were totally misaligned. Then I thought that as I was more interested in people, sales and marketing would be a good one for me because I would get to meet many interesting people in that career. And I did my marketing management. Then pursued a few sales jobs for a while. This looked and felt a little better, but it too could not go too far. Being an introvert and a bit slow-paced personality, I could not keep myself interested in those target-oriented jobs and fast pace of life. And then again, I realized that I have a passion for writing and helping people with their lives, and that's where I am today. So that was my story. Now take a few minutes to think and reflect on your current job. Are you in the right one? Does the company culture go with who you really are? Are you really proud of your work life? Does your job fulfill you or does it drain you? In my experience, when a job does not fulfill you, it drains you. And I'm sure you did not invest your entire self and long years in education just to feel drained and unhappy at work. If you are one of the billions who's going through a traumatic situation and this situation is constantly keeping your stress levels high, then it's time to think beyond your fears. Because it does not have to be this way. You don't really have to keep suffering. It's very much possible to choose a job that goes with your own unique personality, the one that you enjoy doing and are really proud of. And if you want, I can run a personality assessment session with you that's going to help you to gain clarity on your personality type and what career is the best for you. You can find the link for the details in the show notes section. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Love you guys and girls. I'll see you with another interesting topic next week. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website authorhina.com for career changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.